Greetings. Greetings, greetings, greetings. I just want to greet each and everyone who have just tuned into our show that is called Time to Meditate with myself and I, Pastor John Mamabulo. The time is exactly 6:02 CET Central African Time. What a beautiful Wednesday. I welcome each and everyone who have just tuned in on our show that is called Time to Meditate. And you are just tuned in to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. My name is John Mamabulo. I'm going to be with you from now until 2100, where we will be saying Time to Meditate. The song that is playing is a song by Jimmy D saying, I just want to know you, Lord. I just want to know you, Lord. Remember, every time when we start our show, we start our show by prayer, by inviting God to come and be with us. Officially, I just want to welcome our listener all over the world, in France, in Barbados, in Canada, in Cameroon, in Nigeria, in London, wherever that you are listening us from. We welcome you officially in our radio, Body Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. What a beautiful Wednesday. I know that as I speak now, there are people who are already going to work. Some they are already coming from work. Maybe you are stuck in traffic. I want to say to you that be with me until 2100. It's going to be awesome. Believe that God is going to reveal himself to you tonight as you keep listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts of the people. He was praying, saying, reveal yourself to me, Lord. I want to know you more and more. Reveal yourself to me, Lord. Reveal yourself to me, Lord. And I pray that tonight may God reveal his self in you. He shall reveal himself in me. He shall reveal himself in your family. Reveal yourself in me. You can say this way that, Lord, reveal yourself in me. I want to know you more and more and more. I want to know you more and more and more and more. Show me your glory, Lord. Show me your glory and take my hand. Reveal yourself to me. He was praying there. He was praying. He was praying. You can pray as well and say, Lord, reveal yourself in me tonight. Reveal yourself to me this afternoon. Reveal yourself to me this evening. Wherever that you are, depending on the time zone in your province, in your country, but in South Africa, it is evening. We are saying, reveal yourself in us this evening. Reveal yourself to us, Lord, this evening. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Reveal yourself. Reveal yourself, Lord. Reveal yourself, Lord. in the name of Jesus. I want to know you more and more. And I surrender to your ways, Lord. Reveal yourself to me, Lord. Reveal yourself to me, Lord. Now, what we are going to do, we are going to pray the same song, the same album that sang Mighty Men of War by Jimmy D. Samist. Now he's saying that, Lord, let your will be done. I'm going to pray this evening. Wherever you are, you can pray with me. Daddy, we are praying in the name of Jesus. We are saying, let your will be done. Let your will be done in our life. Let your will be done in my family. Let your will be done in my workplace. Let your will be done in the ministry. Let your will be done in my workplace. In the name of Jesus, we are praying tonight. We say, let your will be done in this show. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Wherever you are, this song is just saying, let your will be done. Enjoy this song.
Let your will, let your will be done.
In my life, oh God.
Let your will be done. trust is in you. King of glory, my trust is in you. Abba, Abba, my Father, my trust is in you. Hey, I put them on you. My trust is in you.
I put them all in you, Jesus.
What shall I render to you? He has done so very much for me.
gave you three songs which we're playing randomly. The other song that I gave was a song by Jimmy D. As I went to the break, the song was just saying that, "Let your will be done. Let your will be done." After that song, I gave you another song by Jimmy D again saying, "Mighty Men of War." And now I gave you the song by Tim Godfrey saying that, "Nara, you have done so much." Now you are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. You are with me, Pastor John Mamawulo. The name of the show, it is called Time to Meditate. What a beautiful Wednesday. Wherever that you are, just wanna say to you that we appreciate your listeningship, and we thank you very much. We welcome you officially into our show, a show that is called Time to Meditate. It's gonna be awesome. Wherever that you are, maybe you are still in your car, you are driving, going to work, I just wanna say to you that we love you and we appreciate your listening. Now tonight, as I said that we are going to talk about money. I know that a couple of months we spoke about money, where I said that there are people whom they call money in a different way. Some they call it chelete, some they call it machangura. I don't know what you call it, but I will be talking about money, love of money. I'm going to talk about the love of money. It is wrong to love money, or it is wrong to not to have money. Because some people, they say when you love money, you are doing something wrong. Some, they say you are doing good. Now that's what we'll be talking about tonight, about the love of money. You know, there are different verses where in the Bible they talk about money. Now what we're gonna do is, as we'll be talking about money, we know that money is very important. But to some people, this money, it make them to change the way they were. Because of money, the money can make someone to change the way he is. The money can make a person to change his behavior. Because some other people, they are doing a lot of things in order to have money. Some people, they even sell their soul because they are looking for money. Some people, they sell their family because of money. That's what we will be talking about tonight on the show that is called Time to Meditate. Now let's just stay. Let me just remind you who we are. I'm just gonna remind you who we are so that you can understand. Let's first do this.
Time to Meditate, John Mamawulo, 6 to 9 p.m. By the Grace of Jesus Christ.
I was reminding you who we are, there, because you are just listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope.
Just for Jesus.
Oh, end up with favor, man. Not a dream by the grace ministry. God didn't like one of China.
Oh, my God, by the grace, radio number 3, Shira Gas Street, Rubber Ridge, Extension 2, Lam Midran, 1685.
Not a dream, those of the baby, Mr. of Vitamins, Chavalina.
By the grace, radio station is here to bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Just for a soul.
And to convey Paman, do not need to go and follow up on what it is that I do. I want
to go and go. Yeah, I'm going to 289-4658 or radio@bythegrace.org.
By the Grace Radio.
Yeah, that is who we are, where you can find us. That is who we are, where you can find us, how to communicate with us. Now, you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, where tonight I'm going to talk about money. I'm going to talk about money. Money. Because some people, they call money devil. They call money devil. That's what we'll be talking about, so that people can understand. Because there are a lot of things that people, they do. There are things that we do, and we even call things, like we call money that chariot Satan. And that's what we're going to be talking about. If Vela, chariot Satan now. Because I know that the reason why we are going to work, we are going to work because of money. Like now, I'm from work. For me, when I went there, it was because I want money. That is the reason why I think we are working. We're just working to work so that we can feed ourselves. That's the reason why we are going to work. Now, as I told you that we will be talking about money. That's what we are talking about tonight. Money. Okay. Our scripture reading that we are going to read tonight. We're going to read in the book of Ephesians chapter number 5. Ephesians chapter number 5. I'm gonna start from verse number 10. I'm not gonna start from number 1, but we're gonna start from number 10. That's where we are going to read. You are listening to Pastor John Mamabolo on By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. That is who we are. Whatever that it takes for a soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul. Now, I'm going to read. It read as follows. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 10. But if you want to interact with me tonight, you can do so. I welcome you. You can be my guest. You can interact with me on 03289-4658. That is our WhatsApp number. 03289-4658. That's our WhatsApp number. If you are international, you just say +27832894658. What you can do is you can chat to us there. You can interact with me via WhatsApp. You can interact with me via calling the very same number you can call. With the very same number you can SMS. Or you can dial this number, which is +27732692731. If you are in South Africa, you just say 07326927 31. Or what you can do, you can just go to your email address. You just type radio@bythegrace.org. On the subject line, you can write whatever that you want to write. Or what you can do is, you can go to our website. You just type www.radio.bythegrace.org. When you are there, you will see that there are lots of icons that you can click. When you open our website, you will see that it's saying homepage, about us, presenter, contact us, gallery, podcast, listen live. On top there it said internet radio, stream meter, radio line, streamer, live radio, world radio, free online radio, my tuner, online radio, WhatsApp, then donate and so on and so on. But now what you do is in order for you to interact with us via our website. If you can check on your right hand side of your screen, it's saying that speak to us, we are online. The arrow is facing down. When you click that arrow, what you do is you just put your name, then you put your email address, and then you continue chatting to us. Once you do that, you can continue chatting to me tonight. Or what you can do is you can go to on our website, you just click where it's saying contact us. When you are there, it will show you how to contact us. It say to you that you can go to Skype, you just say BTGM Radio. You can just click that is saying Skype BTGM Radio. You click it there, and then it will put you to the Skype application where you can type whatever that you want to type. Or what you can do is you can just click here. On there it says click here to message a presenter live on air. And then it, when you click that, it's going to just pop out the email address where you just write from there. Or there is an email form where you just put your details there. You chat to us. That's how you can interact with me tonight in the studio. I told you that we will be speaking about money. I know that as I speak now, there are people who are on the way going to a stadium because there are some teams which are playing. This is a soccer match. Different games are playing today. Now, I want to say to you that as you are going there, don't rush. Just take your time. Relax. Don't try to overtake some cars saying that Odocha traffic because you are late for the stadium. So what I can tell you is as long as you drive safely, you will reach where you're going. Because they normally say speed kills. They say, why are you rushing at? I know that maybe they say the gate closes 7, but just relax. Let me tell you that you will reach where you're going. Now today it's a Wednesday. It's the second Wednesday of December, and remember we are still in December, in a festive season, and the Christmas is coming in a few days to come. Now I believe that as we be continuing talking about money, we will be able to assist and help each and everyone, because money, it's a problem. Money, it's a problem. People, we do things because of money. As I told you that sometimes we can even sell our family because of money. Sometimes we end up doing things because of what we call money. I mean, you can see even in the politics, the way things are happening. You can see even wherever that they do, because of money. You know, that's why there's a corruption. That's why lots of things are happening. They're happening because of what is money. It's happening because of money. That's why, that is what we will be talking about tonight, as we'll be talking about money. Let me ask you this question. It is wrong for me to have too much money. It is wrong. Can we say, am I wrong if I have too much money? Am I wrong if I have too much money?
What can't you do, Jesus? Let's go! Jesus, somebody say,
was saying that nothing is saying you are able. You are able. That is what Ada is saying there, that you are able. Remember, you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. I am Pastor John Mamabulo, doing the show that is called Time to Meditate. As I told you that tonight, we'll be talking about money. We'll be talking about money. The one who loves money will never be satisfied with money. He who loves wealth will never be satisfied with his income. This also is fruit to life. That is what I'm talking about tonight. We're talking about money. We'll be talking about money, money, money. You know, many people, we do things because of money. I mean, there are lots of people that we have done things because of money. That is why you see some pastors, they have sold their salvation. They have sold what they know because of money. You know, people have done a lot of things because of money. There are things that people have done. There are things that we have done because of money. Now, I told you that we read in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter number 5. And we're going to read from verse number 10. And that's where we're reading. I gave you the numbers, the information that you can interact with us tonight. On Facebook, we are there. On Skype, we are there. On WhatsApp, we are there. You can even call us, we are there. You can even email us, we are there. Ecclesiastes chapter number 5, verse number 10. That's what we're reading. That's where we're reading tonight, as we're talking about money. We're talking about money. Ecclesiastes chapter number 5. I want to give you time so that when you find it, we can read together. I don't want to leave you behind. I want to give you a chance where you can, if you are next to your Bible, if you are driving, it's fine. There's no need for you to write. We will post it on Facebook. We'll post it on all the media so that you can see. And what I like about is you can be able to listen to this show, the broadcast of this show tomorrow. So it's fine. Let's go. Ecclesiastes chapter number 5, verse number 10. I'm gonna read with the translations that I have. What a beautiful Wednesday. There are people who are already, they have arrived at the stadium. Some they have arrived at work. Some they have arrived to their destiny, or to their destination where they were going. We thank God for that, because you have arrived where you were going. All right, let's just read. I'm gonna read it in a new English translation. He said, "The one who loves money will never be satisfied with money. He who loves wealth will never be satisfied with his income. This also is futile." Okay, remember we read in NET. Now let me read in English Revised Version. It said, "Those who love money will never be satisfied with the money they have. Those who love wealth will not be satisfied when they get more and more. This is also senseless, meaning it does not make sense. That is what King Solomon, the man who was who had a wisdom that comes from God. The Bible says there was no one who had a wisdom like King Solomon. He had that wisdom. When you want to find out how did he get wisdom, when you read in the book of Kings, it tells us that as he was praying, God visited him and they asked him, "What can I do for you?" You know, if it was us, we were going to ask wealth, we were going to ask money. But the Bible tells us that he asked God for wisdom. Alright, let's just do this. We'll be back just now. Let's just do this. We just say he's able. We are back now.
Somebody turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, he's able. Tell somebody else, he's able. Y'all ready?
Exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask for, can according to the power that worketh in you. God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able.
How many believe it tonight?
Yeah, he's able. Thank you, Jesus.
I need y'all to help me sing.
God is able to do
just what he
said
he would do.
He's
gonna fulfill
every promise.
He's able. No matter what you're going through.
For years I traveled a road all wrong. My heart, oh, had lost every joy, oh, every song. Then grace placed me right where I belong. Mercy rewrote my fallen, my soul, oh, cast down, but mercy rewrote my life. Yes, my mistake would turn into miracles. Every tear was turned into joy. My sins forgiven, a new name was written, thank God, when mercy rewrote my life. Help me sing the song now. Mercy rewrote my life. Mercy rewrote my life. Let me tell you about it. My soul cast weight down, but mercy rewrote my life. One more time. I could have fallen, my soul cast down, but mercy.
Talked about sometimes. Oh my.
By the Grace by Radio. The grace, just for the show.
Oh, enda wo favor man. Nara dwe yabo by the Grace Ministry. Dog didn't I wanna gaina.
We are by the Grace Radio number 3, Sierra Guest Street, Rubber Ridge, Extension 2, La Midre, 1685.
Nara dwe yabo of the Grace Ministry of Vitamin Chavalina.
By the Grace Radio Station, it's here to bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul.
And to convey, Paman, do not need to go and follow up on the Teresa Radio. I want to know your God.
Yeah, I'm going to get the phone number 073-269-2731. We're going to get the WhatsApp. We're 083-289-4658. www.radio.org.
By the Grace Radio, just for a soul.
Voices only. Come on, say everybody.
do I go when there's nobody else to turn to? Who do I talk to when nobody wants to listen? Who do I lean on when there's no foundation stable?
I go to the rock.
So we back. I am Pastor John Mamabolo on the show that is called Time to Meditate. The time is exactly 7:14, which is 19:14 CAT Central African Time. You are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Now, as I told you that we are speaking about money, we read in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter number 5, we read verse number 10, and it talks about money. It's saying that the one who loves money will never be satisfied with money. He who loves wealth will never be satisfied with his income. This also is Fute, Ecclesiastes 5, verse number 10. I told you that I'm gonna read it with a different translation so that you can understand. But we're talking about money. Now, you know, each and every morning when we wake up, when you go to work, the reason for you going to work, you're going to work in order to get money. We're working for money. That is the reason why we are working. When we work, We're working so that we can have money. We work so that we can have money. That is the reason why we are working. So now, as I told you that we read in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse number 10. I read in NET, which is a New English Translation. Now I'm going to read in English Revived Vision. It read as follows, it's saying, those who love money will never be satisfied with the money they have. Those who love wealth will not be satisfied when they get more and more. This is also senseless. That is what it say. Now, when you read in Bible Basic English, it said, he who has love for silver never has enough silver. Or he who has love for wealth, enough profit, this again is to no purpose. Now, when you read in Amplified, they said, he who love money will not be satisfied with money. No, he who love abundance with it again. This too is vanity. That's what he say. He say that those who love money will never be satisfied with money. Those who love money will never be satisfied with money. Now, what I'm saying is, you know, every time when we wake up, when we go to work, the main purpose that make us to go to work is because we want money. Each and every morning when I wake up, and I go to work, I go to work so that month end I will receive money. That is the reason why we go to work. Now here we are told that those who love money will never be satisfied with money. And those who love wealth will never be satisfied with income. That is the reason why we're not satisfied. Because I for example, when I go to work, when they start giving me 400, and then my needs are increasing. As my needs are increasing, it becomes a problem where you find out that I no longer afford whatever that I had, and then I end up being saying that the money is not enough. Remember I told you that there are lots of people whom they have sacrificed their life, whom they have sacrificed their dignity, whom they have sacrificed their, like some of them, they sold their soul because of money. Whatever things that are happening is because of money. When you see people killing each other, it's because of money. I kill this one because of money. That is what it's happening. Whatever that we do is because of money. Everything that we are doing, we do it because of money. It says to us that those who love money will never be satisfied with money. I just want to ask this question. Don't you love money? Don't you love money? That's a question that I'm asking you tonight. Don't you love money? You can answer me on WhatsApp by saying +27832894658 if you are international. If you are in South Africa, you just say 03289-4658. Or you can send us email, radio@bythegrace.org. Or you can go to Skype, you say BTGM Radio. Or what you can do, you can even go to Facebook. You just type By the Grace Radio. Or you can even go to our website, www.radio.bythegrace.org. And then when you are there, what you do is you just put your name, email address, then you continue chatting to us. Don't you love money? Because the Bible tells us that those who love money will never be satisfied with what? With the money that they get. You know, we love money in terms of we end up doing things. That is why you see every day some people, we don't want to rest because we want money. Now, let's just carry on reading. Let's just carry on reading when it said that. Let's just continue reading. Let's go to reference scripture, Ecclesiastes chapter number 6, verse number 7. It said, people work and work to feed themselves, but they are never satisfied because of what? We work for money. But still, when we work, we are never satisfied with that money. We are never satisfied. You know, we're not satisfied. Even if they can give you a million, you will never be satisfied. Now, let's just continue. Remember, we're talking about money. Money, people, they have changed because of money. I mean, people ba uphila le bona ba o tlhana moetsi ka baka la tšhelete. You know, tšhelete e dira manaba. Tšhelete e dira gore ke feleletse ke tlhoya batho. Tšhelete e o tlhoisa le batho because you love money, but re batla tšhelete. Okay, chelete re batla ka ofela. Ha bona motho a sa batleng chelete. Re batla chelete ka ofela. Now you can say that for me, I'm just working for mahala charity. You can't work for charity. You work for money. You can't work for charity. You are working for money. You still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Now let's just do this. We're gonna say Lundi. I'm gonna play the song by Lundi saying Mvuleleni Angene, meaning open for him to enter in your finance. Just enjoy this song.
Yohanu yashu mayela, oshalele niwe.
Listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. You are listening to John Mamawolo. Name of the show, it is called Time to Meditate. The time is exactly 7:30. 7:30. Where we're talking about money. We are talking about money. Right. Now, I believe that God is restoring your heart. I believe that God is restoring your soul. And let's just continue. Let's just continue reading here. We continue reading. Let's go to Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse number 10. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Verse number 10. Remember on Ephesians 5:10 said, those who love money will never be satisfied with the money they have. Those who love wealth will not be satisfied when they get more and more. This is also senseless, meaning it does not make sense. Now tonight I pray that may God help us so that we must not love money. Okay, but money, we want money. There's no one who can say that he does not love money. Kofela rata chelete. That's why we go to work. But now he's saying that we must not. We gori. Those who love money will never be satisfied. Gori meaning, utanoro rata chelete au khotafali. That's what is happening. Rata chelete mara au khotafali. Alright, let's just, as I told you that we go to 1 Timothy, chapter number 6, verse number 10. It says, the love of money causes all kind of evil. Some people have turned away from what we believe, because they wanted to get more and more money. But they have caused themselves a lot of pain and sorrows. The love of money. As I told you that there are people that they have turned away from the gospel. Because of the love of money. Because of the love of money. Yeah. Because of the love of money.
Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I long to sing your Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I long to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show
amazing. They're saying that, Lord, I lift your name higher because you came down from earth. I lift your name high. You're still listening to Body Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people.
For years, I traveled a road all wrong. My heart, oh, had lost every joy, oh, every song. Then grace placed me right where I belong. Mercy rewrote my life. Mercy rewrote my life. Oh yes. Mercy rewrote my life. I could have fallen, my soul, oh, cast down, but mercy rewrote my every tear was turned into joy. My sins forgiven, a new name was written, thank God, when mercy rewrote my life. Help me sing the song now. Mercy rewrote my life. Mercy rewrote my life.
you about it. I could have fallen, my soul cast weight.
Jimmy Sagar is saying, Mercy rewrote my life. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for the soul. We're talking about money. We just read in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter number 5, verse number 10, where he's saying that the one who loves money will never be satisfied with money. He who loves wealth will never be satisfied with his income. This is also his fortelli. In Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse number 10. Now we went to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse number 10. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse number 10. It read as follows. It's saying, I just read, it's saying that the love of money causes all kinds of evil. Some people have turned away from what we believe because they wanted to get more and more money. But they have caused themselves a lot of pain and sorrow. That is 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse number 10. Now, I was reading it in English, Revived Vision. Now, when I read it in NET, which is New English Translation, it read it for it said, for the love of money is the root of all evil. Some people in reaching for it have strayed from the faith and stumbled themselves with many faith, meaning love of money is the root of all evil. But you know, we work in order for us to get money. That is the reason why. I mean, when you wake up in the morning, you go in there in order to get money. Go in there in order to get money. Okay? So, when you go to work every morning, so we wake up, some of us, we are waking up at 5. Some people, they wake up at 4. Some people, they wake up at 6. With one mind, money. But it's saying that the love of money is the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. It's saying that the love of money causes all kind of evil. Some people have turned away from what we believe because they wanted to get more and more money. How many people that you know, even your friends, you know this person was very good. He was able to hear you. He was able to, you were going along with him. But when time goes on, because of money, he end up being doing things. Some of them, they even sold their family. Like they even sold whatever that they had. They sold their family because of money. Money is the root of all evil. Money is the root of all evil. Alright, let's just continue. The time is exactly 19:42. Around 8 o'clock, I think we will sign off. There are things that we need to attend to. But you're still meditating, still with me on our studio. By the Grace Radio Station, that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. The love of money. Many people they how can I say, they moved from what they believe because of money. Alright, let's just do this.
Whatever you need, you came here with tonight. God is awesome. He's awesome. He's awesome. He's awesome. Holy are you, Lord, all creation call you.
We worship your majesty. Awesome God, how great thou art. You we're standing on of your holy name. Lord, we bow down and worship you. Oh, just lift up your hands to him. Lord,